You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stalls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.
We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone.
I am with my friend Beth Stewart. Hi, it's a new day, and I'm Rhett Palmer.
And, you know, I ran into a kid, this is about maybe 5 years ago, from New Hampshire. Anyway, he said that he had been into heroin and was coming out of an addiction. But he said there was a friend of his that died from an overdose. He said the next day, all the kids, all the teenagers were saying, where did he get that? We want to buy that stuff that killed them. They want to buy this stuff because they said, yeah, it must be a great high.
Yeah.
That's how deceptive the dark force is.
Yeah. Satan has really done his work with the addiction and alcoholism. But, you know, when you think about that, when you think about how Satan comes at us, it's usually pleasure, possessions, or power. And the pleasure, the confusion of what pleasure is part of what he does. He's so deceptive, and the chaos that he can create in the mind, believing that not being present is pleasure. And that becomes a false belief that young addicts and alcoholics pursue. They pursue the belief that not being present, the more unpresent you are, the better it is. Which is
the more dead to life, the more you don't have to feel. I remember back in the 60s, I had experimented with pot, a little bit with LSD. By the time I was 15 and I was at Woodstock, I didn't want any hallucinogenics or anything to do with drugs. But the years later, at the age of 29, when I got born again in my living room and the power of God came into me, the holiness of the Holy Spirit, and I felt higher than high, and it was such a pure and lovely and beautiful high, I immediately exclaimed, I said, wow, this is why people take drugs. This is the drugs are the counterfeit. This is the real thing they're seeking, connection with God, his peace and joy and love.
Well, you were created for that. I have a friend, Jane, who says, I don't think humans were created with the ability to handle evil. We were created to live in the garden, to co-create with God, to bring the earth into submission, to have dominion over the animals. What we were created for was to hang out and have a great time with God. And so with the introduction of evil into the human psyche, I mean, it is into our soul, the mind, the will, the emotions, that's where evil does its best work. And that's the trickster, the evil one coming at us.
Well, we people want to climb the ladder of success, and they find that they've had the ladder against the wrong wall. There's these people like on Instagram, and they're trying to get people to buy their books and stuff. And they'll show this guy in this beautiful yacht. It's like $100 million yacht. And then there's all these scantily clad girls running around in bathing suits that are hardly bathing suits. And what I do is I always write a letter. I type in, I say, girls, this guy, that's not love. I said, leave this guy. Go to a local church, find someone, fall in love, get married, and have a family. That's where real riches are, not being on a $100 million yacht with some guy who has no real love for you.
But that's what Satan will do, Rhett. We were created. He does what Satan does is he takes our creational stance. So we were created by God in the image of God. We were created in the image of God. So there's a lot of different ways people interpret that. But let's just take the three natures, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. I have body, soul, spirit. I have three natures too. So Satan takes what he sees created, because we were created in the image of God. Satan's jealous of that standing. He thought he could be like God. And the only two lies he told Eve in that garden were, God isn't good, and you could be like God. And those are the lies he's still telling us today. Now, how does he come after us? We were created with instinctive needs. God gave us male and female. They were created. He created them so that they could populate the earth. So sex is an instinctive drive given to us by God.
And a beautiful gift if it's done under the confines of marriage.
Right. And security. Emotional security, financial security, material security, physical security. He gave us a need for that. He put that inside us so that we would know what security feels like, and that feels good to us. And it gets distorted by the evil one. And the same with social standing. We were created for community. So we were created to work together in community with God. And sex, security, society, those are the three instincts that he gave us. But they get distorted by the evil one. All the evil one does is he sees what God has given man, and he hits each one of them. Let's look what happened to the sex instinct right now. It's crazy. It's crazy because it's so distorted right now. We have what I think is pornography is on a regular TV show right now. Children are seeing things I never saw as a child.
I'm glad I didn't.
Oh, yeah, it wasn't available to me. And the things that are happening to our children because of that, because children...
Childhood is being robbed from them.
Yeah, it's taken terribly. And then security. Let's look at this division between classes, this drive for wealth, for incredible wealth, that's where... You know, that's where you're going to feel good about yourself. Is there ever enough? That's Satan. That's Satan pushing that security instinct to an extreme. And then society, we're meant to work together. And instead, we take that instinct and Satan pushes it so that we want to dominate each other, or we want to power over each other. We look for prestige. What do you know, if they think enough of me, then I am enough. That's all false. But we're going after these goals that were created out of the base, beautiful instincts that God gave us, pushed to an extreme by an evil, deceptive devil telling us that there's more to be had and that God isn't good, or he would have given you it all. And I'm going to tell you how to get it all. And you could be like God. He just doesn't want you to eat that fruit because then you'll be like him. That's basically what he said.
Yeah, and you know, Whitley Houston is a new friend of mine. And here was this, if you see early pictures of her, she's this cute little black girl, not gorgeously beautiful, just a cute, very plain, no makeup. You see her, she looks like the next door neighbor. And she just was gifted with this great voice from God. And then this fame is foisted upon her, and a man was not made to have the glory that should be reserved for God. And you know, no one can deny she had this beautiful gift, and he worked with her, and there were, you know, all that fame, it strangles people, and she left the earth early, you know. And
let's look at a lot of them. Let's look at Elvis Presley. Let's look at the comedians, Robin Williams. It's not just Whitney. Michael Jackson. Look how distorted his life got. He was a talented young man. Look how distorted his life got. Yeah. So this is what we're talking about, Rhett. It's Satan takes what is good, the talents, the gifts, and he convinces us that separates us from other men. Not unites us, not is a gift so that we can build together, but we're going to separate ourselves from the others, and we're going to try to build ourselves up because we could be like God. That's the original lie. And he just tells it over and over in so many different ways. You know, Timothy Leary in the 60s with the drug addiction thing, we could expand our minds. Why? So that we could be more like God. We could use more of our mind because maybe we are God. Maybe our minds are just, you know, that those are the lies that Satan gets into people's heads. And they pursue those to death sometimes, unfortunately. Yeah. To distraction, for sure. So think of somebody like Timothy Leary. If he had found Christ at an early age, how many lives could he have affected? Instead, he affected lives. Satan got him running in circles, and he affected lives. He brought detriment instead of blessing. Yeah. And that's the same with me. I know God. I have the Holy Spirit living inside me. But if Satan can distract me, Rhett, I'll become a speed bump instead of a greased chute through which God's blessings can come to other
men. I don't understand what you just said. What do you mean a speed bump and a what chute?
Well, when my ego, when I get into my ego where I'm working for me instead of for God, I'm not sowing his seed. I'm sowing my seed. Mm-hmm. I'm sowing tares. You know, I'm not, and it can happen to even the elect. Even the elect can get fooled. He told us that. So let's. What does that mean to us? That means that we could. When I get my own agenda instead of God's agenda, I become a speed bump to God's agenda. I'm slowing him down because the distraction has pulled me away from the call. Does that make sense? Does that make sense?
You know what? I always wonder about. Is where did Billy Graham, I interviewed Billy Graham, and he exuded the greatest humility and love and kindness of anybody I've ever run into. I look around a room, I'll even be at a Bible study, and go, is there any man here that can compare to Billy Graham? But what I don't understand is where he got that humility so young. Why? And, you know, he spoke with authority, and he spoke dramatically. But he didn't yell at you like some of these people on TV today, screeching at people and yelling. And it even says in the book of Samuel, thy gentleness hath made thee great. It says in Psalms, thy gentleness had made thee great. Paul spoke about the gentleness, that one of the fruit of the Holy Spirit dwelling within you is gentleness, you know?
Well, when I read scripture, when I read about the men that loved God the most, They're also the ones that surrendered the most to God.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM. It's a New Day with Rhett Palmer is sponsored in part by Mattress Market, a family-owned business that provides brand names at discount prices. Are you losing good sleep because of a bad mattress? Mattress Market has quality beds you can actually afford. For more information, Mattress Market can be reached at 772-562-6000.